Sudan. Sudan's ruling military council and a pro-democracy coalition reached an agreement to share power during a transition period to civilian rule. That includes forming an independent government led by a prime minister. People in the capital, Khartoum, celebrated the pact throughout the night and into Friday morning, as many hope it will stabilize the structure of government in Sudan. Hours earlier, the military council and pro-democracy leaders thanked the African Union envoy Mohamed Al-Hassan Labat for his diligence in helping reach this point. That's the deputy head of Sudan's transitional military council saying, "This agreement will be comprehensive and will not exclude anyone, and will also reach up to the ambitions of the Sudanese people and its pure revolution." The deal could break weeks of political impasse since the military ousted President Omar al-Bashir in April. More than 250 people have been killed since an uprising erupted against al-Bashir in December. U.S. government lawyers are scrambling to meet a Friday afternoon deadline to offer good reason for including a citizenship question on the country's 2020 census. If not, lawyers must stipulate that a question is no longer needed. The Supreme Court has already ruled that the government's reasoning for including the citizenship question did not meet standards for a clear explanation of why it should be asked. The census takes place every 10 years. U.S. employers sharply stepped up their hiring in June, adding a robust 224,000 jobs. The government sector was a major source of the hiring. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is denouncing Venezuelan police's use of excessive force during protests.